welcome to the Midweek Message. So today we're going to be talking about the wise men, and it's the last Christmas Advent that we're going to be doing. So I'm going to read from Matthew 2, and it's from the Passion Translation, just because I thought it might give you a different interpretation of the familiar scripture. Matthew 2 and verse 1. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, near Jerusalem, during the reign of King Herod. And after Jesus' birth, a group of spiritual priests from the east came to Jerusalem and inquired of the people, "Where is the child who is born king of the Jewish people? We've observed this star rising in the sky, and we've come to bow before him in worship." King Herod was shaken to the core when he heard this, and not only him, but all of Jerusalem were disturbed when they heard the news. So he called a meeting of the Jewish ruling priests and religious scholars, demanding that they tell him where the promised Messiah was prophesied to be born. "He will be born in Jerusalem, in the land of Judah," they told him, "because the prophecy says." And then Herod secretly summoned the spiritual priests from the east to ascertain the exact time the star first appeared. And he told them, "Now go to Bethlehem and carefully look there for the child, and when you found him, report to me that I can go and worship and bow to him too." So they left, and on their way to Bethlehem, suddenly the star they had seen in the east reappeared, and amazed they watched as it went ahead and stopped directly over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were so ecstatic that they shouted and celebrated with unrestrained joy. And when they came into the house and saw the young child with Mary, his mother, they were overcome. Falling to the ground at his feet, they worshipped him. And then they opened their treasure boxes full of gifts and presented him with gold, frankincense and myrrh. And afterwards they returned to their own country by another route, because God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. So this is probably a very familiar story to you, but I wanted to just bring out the truths that I've thought of over these last few days. So we know very little about the wise men. We don't know how many there were, but there were more than three, more than certainly. So imagine this, maybe a large group of wise men, of astronomers, coming from a far off land into Jerusalem. It would have caused quite a spectacle. We're not sure where they're from, but we know they're from the east. So they could be from Iraq or Iran or Saudi Arabia or Yemen or North Syria, but they weren't probably Jewish. They were from a strange land, and they had come into Israel looking for the king. They were magi, they were wise men, they were experts in their field, and they had studied the stars. They were probably rich and held in high esteem in their own society, and they were wise. So these are the things we do and don't know about them. And I wanted to bring out just a few points about what we can learn from the wise men. So number one, they were willing to step out in faith and follow. They possibly knew the scripture from Numbers 24, verse 17, talking about a sign, a star, a new king. And they had this word in their hearts. They were men who were wise, and they were seeking. So they were seeking, studying the stars, and they understood this sign meant a new king was born to the Jews. So they had a revelation of this in their own hearts, and they acted in faith on what they knew in their hearts, this word, the scriptures and the sign. They acted in faith and they left their own country. They believed that heaven had come down. When they said to Herod, they were certain that a baby king had been born. They weren't in any doubt whatsoever. They acted in faith and they set off to find what they knew had happened. So for us, that can be a good thing to think about. Would I have understood the sign? Would I have had that hungry, seeking heart? Do I have that? Would I have had the faith to leave my own country and go somewhere which was potentially dangerous and unknown? And what about my family and friends? What did the wise men's family and friends think of them? Did they think they were foolish to set off who knows where to seek somebody they didn't know. They didn't know where they were going, who they were going to see. But these wise men's hearts were ready, and in their heart they were certain. And I just want to challenge you. Are you ready? Are you certain about what you believe? And are you attentive to what God is saying, even if that's something new to you? So they acted in faith, and then they were obedient. They allowed themselves to be led by a supernatural sign, by the scripture, by a sign in the heavens. They were on a journey of faith and obedience. And we can just be assured that wherever God leads us, that will lead to a conclusion of something wonderful. Just like them, they went into the unknown, they went to a different land, and despite the dangers, they were obedient and traveling. And it also sort of signifies to us, are we obedient? Are we listening out for what God is saying in this time? Are we willing to stay call on a word from the Lord? Number three, they brought their gifts to Jesus. These wise men would have been wealthy. They were bringing costly gifts. So I don't think it was just a small amount. I don't think they just gave Jesus a ring of gold. They presented probably a chest of gold to him. The gold would have symbolized that he was a king, and they recognized that. So they brought him gold. They brought him frankincense. This was from the bark of a sacred tree. And traditionally, frankincense has been used in incense, a symbol of worship and of deity and of holiness. And interestingly, this would have been more valuable than gold at this time, because the trees were rare and it was hard to find. So also they brought myrrh, if you remember, and this was a brown, fragrant perfume, also from a tree. And this was also costly and valuable and used to anoint and embalm the dead. So this symbolises to us Jesus's suffering love for us and the foretelling of the cross. The wise men were willing to sacrifice what they had and give of what they had. The next point was that their response to Jesus, what did they do? They fell at his feet. They humbled themselves and they bowed and they worshipped the young child. They were respected themselves, but they humbled themselves. They bowed down, they worshipped. They recognised this child was deity. This was the king of the Jews that they'd been seeking after. Even though they weren't probably Jewish, and even though they weren't from Israel, they came and they bowed down and humbled themselves and worshipped. They chose to worship. And what was the result of seeing this king and humbling themselves? It says they were overcome. They were ecstatic. They were shouting. They were celebrating. There was unrestrained joy. This was their form of worship. And how wonderful that was. And let's do a bit of that, shall we? Let's be full of unrestrained joy when we think about our king being born. Let's be shouting and celebrating that our king is here, was born, and all the things that means to us. The next point I wanted to bring out was that they had a choice. They could have returned to Herod. After all, he was the powerful king of the time in Jerusalem, and he had told them, he'd commanded them really to come back to him, but they chose not to. They chose to go home a different way. They didn't submit to the worldly power. They used their discernment and their wisdom, having had a dream from God, and they chose to trust God to do what God said above what this cruel and evil king had commanded them. They had seen the light, they'd seen the Messiah, and they had been overcome with him. And they resisted the worldly evil king and his kingdom and refused his orders. And not that we have an evil king, but we had that choice as well, that we need to resist the world's way and make the choice to follow Jesus and to do what he says. And this meant for them that they protected Jesus and Mary and Joseph from Herod. And it's encouraging that nothing and no one ever stops the plans of God. And they were God's provision for this family, not only protecting them from Herod, but also giving them all these gifts. I'm sure that Mary and Joseph used these valuable, costly gifts as a provision for their family as they had to be exiles in Egypt. So the wise men were such a blessing to this family. The wise men went back a different way, it says. They went back changed. They were full of joy. And when we're thinking about this and how this scripture could speak to us today, let's be encouraged not to go the world's way. Let's be in faith. Let's be obedient. Let's worship our King. And let's try a new path. Let's go back. Not the same way in 2021, but in a new way, a new journey. Let's be encouraged that 2021 is going to be different. So this is going to be our last midweek message for the moment. I just want to say it's been a privilege for Alex, myself and other people to speak to you every week. And thank you for your support and listening so diligently. And we hope you've enjoyed it since March. And I'd just like to pray for you this Christmas and into the new year. Father, we just want to thank you for this special time of year. We want to take on board some of the things and the word that have been preached and spoken over the last few weeks. Lord, we just thank you that you are Emmanuel, God with us, going forward into 2021. We thank you for the scriptures today, and we want to bow down and worship our King this Christmas and be filled with unrestrained joy. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.